Yeah, Papa, about Mishnah Dalet, Nathan Yado Ragla, O Ali Yaraka, Kadeshi Yabra, Amayim Lechavitz. Somebody wants to collect spring water in a chavitz in a barrel to be used for the kiddush or the eifah or the paraduma, to put the ash of the paraduma in the water. And the spring water that he wanted to use was rushing down the side of the mountain in such a way that makes it difficult for him to fill up the water in his chavitz. So he places his hand or his foot or vegetable leaves into the rushing water to direct it into the chavitz. The Mishnah tells us that in such a case, the water would be possible to be used for the eifah or the paraduma. As Chazal learned out that the water had to be filled in to the chavitz without the help of something that's mekabel tumah. And the hand and foot of a person is mekabel tumah, the person is mekabel tumah. And so two vegetable leaves, since they're edible, it's also mekabel tumah. Therefore, this spring water would be possible to be used for the ashes of the paradum. Ali, kanim, va'ali, egos, ksherim. But if instead of using his hand, foot, or vegetable leaf to direct the water in his chavitz, he uses reed leaves or nut leaves to direct the water into the chavitz. In such a case, the spring water would be kosher for the kiddush of the eifah or the paraduma, as reed leaves and nut leaves are not edible, and since they're not edible, they are not mekabel tumah, and therefore the water is kosher. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Davar shehu mekabel tumah pasul, the davar sheein mekabel tumah kosher. If you use something that's mekabel tumah to direct the water into the chavitz to be used for the eifah or the paraduma, the water is possible. But if you use something that's not mekabel tumah to direct the water into the chavitz, in such a case, the spring water would be kosher for the eifah or the paraduma. Somebody who directs the spring water into a gas. A gas is a large square pit in the ground that's lined with boards. Or he directs the spring into gave him into cisterns, dug into the ground. As he dug a ditch from the spring towards the gas or towards the gaven, that way the water rushed into the gas or rushed into the gaven. And after the gas and gaven was filled up with water, he then blocked the flow of the spring and it no longer flowed into the gas or the gaven. The gas and the gaven, which is filled from the water of the ma'ayon, psulim lezavim lemitzorayim u'kadesh mehem mechatos mipnei shelo nitmalu b'kli. That water, it's possible for a zav to be tovel. A zav can only become tar by being tovel, by immersing himself in a ma'ayon, in a spring. He needs mayim chayim, living water. He can't just immerse himself in a regular mikvah. It has to be a spring or some kind of rushing water. And the water in the gas or in the gavim is no longer considered a spring, since he blocked the flow of the mayim into the gavim, and the water is no longer flowing into the gas or the gavim. The water in the gas in the gaven is not considered mayim chayim, and therefore it is not appropriate for Zog to be tovel in the gas or the gaven, even though the water in there had originally come from a spring. And so too is possible for a mitzorah. A mitzorah, as part of the process of becoming tar, would have water taken from mayim chayim, from living water, and then a tzipa would be shechted with the blood going into the water. And this water that's in the gas or the gaven is possible for that purpose. It's not considered mayim chayim, as we said, since the flow of water was stopped and the ma'ayan is no longer flowing into the gas or gave him. And so too, the water in the gas or the gave him is possible to be mekadesh behem mechatos, to use that water to mekadesh the ashes of the paraduma by putting the ashes in that water. As you need ma'ayan chayim to be mekadesh the eifah of the paraduma, and this water is not considered ma'ayan chayim, and the mission explains why not, because it was not filled with the kli. Meaning to say, even though this water originally came from Mayim Chayim, it came from the spring, but it's still possible from a Torah, or to Mekadesh the Eifah or the Paraduma. And the reason being is that the water must be taken from the spring with a kli to be used for the Mitzorah, or to be used to be Mekadesh Behem the Mechat the Eifah of the Paraduma. And this water was not taken from the spring with a kli. Instead, a ditch was dug to allow the water to flow into the gas or into the gaven. So therefore, the water that's in the gas or gaven is possible for Mitzorah, and it's possible for Eifah Duma. And so too, it's possible for a Zav to be tovel in that water. And even though a Zav had to be tovel in Mayim Chayim, and this came from Mayim Chayim, it came from a spring, but since the flow of water from the spring has stopped and it's no longer flowing into the gas or gaven, the water in the gas or gaven is not considered Mayim Chayim, and it's possible for a Zav to be tovel in it.